You know, from time to time, we take a look at one of the 60 or so one another commands in the New Testament. They're called one another commands because they're things we're supposed to do for and to one another. They're given to Christians in the church so that we can know how to properly relate to each other, and so we can be built up, and so that others around us can be built up, and our church can thrive in the love of God. That's the point. Today's command is found in Galatians 6, verse 2. Paul writing there says, "Carry one another's burdens. In this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." And so everybody comes through the door carrying burdens. Every Christian carries burdens, some more urgent than others, some more sudden than others, some, frankly, more heavy than others. Maybe a physical need, maybe an economic need, maybe grief of some kind, maybe the weight of temptation or some other heavy responsibility. There's all sorts. You live life, so you know about them. Paul uses a specific term for burdens here when he says, hey, you and I carry one another's burdens. The term he uses refers to a crushing load that a person cannot carry on their own without help. I remember years ago, we were moving in our house, and the piano we had at the time, it's like a 100-year-old piano, big, tall, you know, it was almost 6 feet tall. I think it weighed 10,000 pounds. I don't know. And I maimed David Brooks because he helped me, and we had to go down. Anyway, it's fine. Everything's fine. He's here. He's fine. I'm fine. We don't have the piano anymore. It's good. But that's the kind of thing he's talking about, something we cannot move on our own. We are commanded to help when we see a fellow Christian under such a load they cannot bear on their own. In fact, Paul goes further than saying it's something we should do or something that's nice to do. It is a command, but he says, listen, this is how we fulfill the law of Christ. What does he mean by that? Well, in John 13, Jesus said something interesting and important. He says, I give you, that's us, a new command, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. And now Paul connects this command, among others, but this is one of those commands, which is a practical application of how to obey what Jesus said in John 13. Carry one another's burdens. Now, for the record, I think our church family does a great job of this. I see you guys doing a priority, making this a priority all the time. I'm hearing about people doing one thing or another for someone else in need in our church family, and that is wonderful, because one of the worst things that a Christian can be is apathetic. But it's one of the easiest things to become in the Christian life, is apathetic and isolated. You know, in the first century, there was this philosophy a lot of people followed called Stoicism. We still use the word today. He's Stoic, right? But it was this philosophy that taught that the goal of life was detachment, independence, self-sufficiency. But that's not the Christian life. That's not a Christian idea. We're called to connection and mutual support and continual growth together. And it's not a suggestion. It's not optional. This is a command. And as we're going to see in our study of 2 Peter this morning, all of us can always grow in every aspect of our faith, which is great news, right? Well, none of us have ever arrived in any area of our faith until we make it to heaven where the Lord has completed his work. And so along the way in this life, we can always grow in all of the spiritual fruits. And so how can we continue to cultivate growth in the area of carrying one another's burdens? Well, as always, in the Christian life, it always starts in the heart. If my heart is resistant, if my heart is hard, then it doesn't actually matter what I do with my hands. If my heart is rebelling against what the Lord asked me to do, he'd rather me not do what I'm doing with my hands. Asking the Lord to increase our love for the spiritual family around us, and say, hey, Lord, give me a burden for the people around me, that we wouldn't be sliding into apathy, but growing in affection and compassion for the Christians around us. And then from there comes the practical, comes the hands, right? If I want to be used by God to carry burdens, and if I want the Lord to provide people to help me with my burdens as well, then I need to be, frankly, just more connected and more communicative with people. I can't help with what I don't know about, and people can't help me with what they don't know about. And in our culture, we're, the American culture is an independent, I can do it, bootstraps, you know, I'll get it done myself, sort of self-governance culture. It's great politically. It's not what the Lord calls us to spiritually. He calls us to community, to be living stones actually knit together, supporting one another. And so maybe you're someone here who can't go, repair drywall. That's fine. But there are other ways you can help bear one another's burdens through prayer, through kindness, through, writing a note of encouragement. And then from prayer to writing a note all the way up to, hey, this guy helped me frame my house, right? And helped me move a piano even though he maimed me, right? That's what we're talking about. And so this is one of the reasons why every week we try to encourage you to get on the email list, to download, the Church Center app, to meet people during our in-between time, talk with them, to make a choice, not to just pass in and out of services in isolation, but being brave to join in with this family God has drawn you to. If you're here and you feel like, hey, the Lord wants me to be a part of this church, great. The Lord has an opinion on where people go to church. And if he's drawn you here, then connect. And it may mean being a little more open with what's going on in your life so others can support you. It may mean stopping at the life table and saying, hey, I'm available to help. If there's a need, here's my number. Just give me a call. As we communicate more, we'll be able to accomplish more what the Lord has commanded us and to continue doing what I know you guys are already doing. And here's the sweet thing that God does for us when we obey him in his commands, right? Because it can be scary to think, well, man, Lord, I have my own burdens. And then to add on the burdens of the people around me, I don't know if I have the capacity for that. But here's something sweet. When we obey God, he provides not only the power we need, but he, along with that power, supplies contentment and satisfaction as we serve. Through our service. You see, after Paul says in Galatians 6:2, carry one another's burdens, listen to what he says in verse 5. For each person will have to carry his own load. Wait, what's going on? Or did you just contradict yourself? Is it one of those times where he was writing the letter and he stopped at verse 2 and he went and had lunch and came back and forgot? He didn't proof what he did and he just, I have a new idea. Carry your own burden. It's not a contradiction. Paul actually uses a different word in verse 5. The first time in verse 2, it's a heavy load that one person cannot carry on their own. And this time, it's a different word, a word that refers to a pilgrim's backpack. Says every one of us gets to carry our pilgrim's backpack, and we know that that burden is light because Jesus said, come to me, take my yoke on you, learn from me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. That backpack he gives us of discipleship and pilgrimage is light because as we carry our burdens and the burdens of others and they support us, the Lord also does his part to strengthen us, to support us, and to carry the heavy end himself. And so let's trust him today and obey him and be people who are ready and active in carrying one another's burdens.